Remember me, oh Lord, remember me,
remember me.
When these chains get broken, set my body free. Oh Lord, remember me,
oh, remember me.
Days get long, I call your name.
Ralph Kermit Winroad II with the Ralph Winroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. Why am I doing this show? I have so much research to prove what's going on. Like I say, if you get a member of my IRS list, it's $250 postal money order, preferably Walmart, per year. If you can't afford it, you just email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com, irs@alaskaminuteman.com. Tell me why you can't afford it. I'll still add you. We need people with knowledge and the wisdom to fight the corruption that's going on. And the devil is alive and well. The deep state is alive and well. Our government has been overthrown. And you know, just like in V for Vendetta, just take a look in the mirror. We did it. You and me. We are the ones responsible. Rex Butler, an attorney, used to help me down here in Alaska when I was trying to figure out what was going on. And he said, I can't do it. It's up to you, the people. He said, I'm not going to change. He said, if I do, I lose my bar card, I lose my wife, I'll lose my house. I'm not going to do it. It's up to you, the people, to wake up. He's a very prominent black attorney. He was one of a couple that actually helped me. They wanted, some of these attorneys would like to see a change, but they can't do it by themselves. It's done by people waking up and have the truth. I have document, ideal and real, unassailable fact. I got the ruling case law, which is the predecessor to American Jurisprudence S1, Section 1. I got the 60 volumes. I got all that stuff. I got the English common law. I got books that are only a few in existence show what happened in 1946 and 1948 when they overthrew our government with the courts. I got copies. I got them out of the Gonzaga Law Library and copied them. It's all yours. You do have to pay $150 to get a. I'll furnish a hard drive and everything, and I will help you. I'll look up stuff for you. If we don't fight, we're going to lose our republic. We've already lost it. And we're hanging on by a thread. They're selling our children for money. The courts, constitutional courts, don't exist. There's one in all of the United States, and I can prove it. I can prove it with their stuff, their documents. Congress cannot legislate over citizens of the several states. They never could. That was left to the sovereign countries and their constitutions. So how did they pull this off? How did they do this? What they did, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was a great Marxist, socialist, communist, anarchist. He loved Mussolini out of Italy. FDR was a piece of garbage. Terrible man. What did they do? They started these external establishments. They started what's called the headless fourth branch of government. Can I prove it? Well, let's see. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, which I also have. I got that out of the Gonzaga Law Library. He had a research done in 1937 because he was losing control of his agencies that he loved. And they come up with a term and they said, we have set forth a fourth order of the tripart plan of government, which was initiated by the founding fathers of our democracy. They set up the executive, the legislative, judicial branches. But since that time, we have set up a fourth dimension, if I may so term it, which is now properly known as the administrative in nature. So we have the legislative, executive, judicial, and the administrative. The executive branch of government of the United States has grown up without plan or design. To look at it now, no one would ever recognize the structure which the founding fathers erected a century and a half ago. This is right out of his book. Done by the government. This is their research. 400 pages. Commissions have been set up the result of legislative groping rather than the pursuit of consistent policies. They are in reality miniature independent governments set up to deal with the railroad problem, the banking problem, and the radio problem. They constitute a headless fourth branch of government, a haphazard deposit of irresponsible agencies and uncoordinated powers. That's their stuff. That's the government's research. They're telling them what's going on. They set up the Administrative Procedures Act to set up subsidy regs, because what they have done, they create the overlay. We have a constitutional government with the citizens of the several states and their respective constitutions, their governments, and we have the Constitution of the United States up through the 12th Amendment. Then we created a new way of doing things. It's the 13th. We call them Articles. And we created it for citizens of the United States. Well, who in the hell is a citizen of the United States? That is the same people that are in the District of Columbia. They got no unalienable rights. They got no protections of taxation without representation. They're accepting a benefit from government. That's under a TAIT case. We can come anywhere we want. Get your stuff, your property. You have no right to a constitutional court. It's not in the Constitution of the United States for citizens of the United States. Supreme Court said so. It's just an illusion, a lie. a freaking dang big lie. Unbelievable. They go on to say, which is what we put up in the Moody's case, United States versus United States of America, that the kangaroo Judge Nelson's, oh, they're the same thing. Oh, so the Constitution for the United States of America is the same as the Constitution for the United States. So we have the United States is a sovereign power. Really? Really? Political power is in the United States or United States of America? Really? What happened to we the people? I think we're kind of important. I think. So they put a overlay. And they had to do it with, you have to take on the status or condition of being a citizen of the United States. And they put that in the 14th Amendment. You're not required to do it. I'm going to read you the thing here about political rights in a minute when I get to it. So how do they do it? They put in agencies. And these agencies since 1946 are supposed to do subsidy regulation. Ones that have the effect of force and effect of law. They look like law, but they're not really, but they're not laws of the United States, but they have the force and effect of law. If you and I are so darn stupid to take on the status of being a citizen of the United States, then they have application. But we got to sign up for it every time we sign a piece of paper. For banking, for Social Security, driver's license, all of it. I can link them. The Real ID Act, that's another con. I might get involved in that one if I get enough money and get enough time. I researched it out. I might even do a show on it again. I did that quite a few years ago. It's all a con. But we're not taught anything about how this con works. You see, you go to May 24th, the Administrative Procedures Act in the Congressional Record, page 5656. May 24th, 1946. After a law has been passed by Congress, before it applies to the individual citizen, there's about three steps must be taken. Who is the individual citizen? 5 U.S.C. 552A2. A citizen of the United States, individual means a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted. That is the only status that you have to keep books and records for. Did you know that? For the Internal Revenue criminals. It says so right in the damn, right in the statute. It says so. You got to keep books and records if you're a citizen of the United States, an individual. Yeah. So now it says here, before it applies to the individual citizen, there must be three steps taken. First, the Bureau, which is for business, having charge of the enforcement, must write rules and regulations to amplify, interpret, or expand the statute. Did you realize that the Constitution of the United States granted to an agency to interpret, expand, or amplify a statute of the United States, a law of the United States? Did you know that? This is so preposterous. Shocks the conscience. And it goes on to say, we call that rulemaking. Second. So in other words, when Congress does something, they pass it off to the agency. They have to put, what's the game plan? They have to amplify it, interpret, or expand the statute. Well, the only way they can do it and have force and effect of law is if we, number one, sign up to be a citizen of the United States, but under the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946, what do they have to do? You will find very few attorneys that can even tell you this. They printed. Number one, they have to file in the Federal Register. We are being ruled by legal notice. They have to file in the Federal Register a proposed rule. They have to state in that proposed rule that it's in compliance with 5 U.S.C. 553. It's actually A, B, and C. Why do they have to state that? Because that's the one that have that are called substantive or substantive regs that have the forced effect of law. Do you know how many substantive regulations I've seen? None. They always say, oh, it's not required. Some excuse. So we don't even have any of those. But they have to state it, but they always have an excuse. Oh, they just leave it out. Then when they have to come back, the next step, they have to come back with a final rule. Because, you see, you're supposed to be able to comment. If you're going to be ruled by a slave master, you got to be able to comment. Hey, Mr. Congress, I don't like this. I feel so sorry. Please don't stop on me. Please don't take my stuff. Please don't take my chillin' from me. Then they come back with a final rule. Oh, they address the comments. They don't mean anything, but they address them. And they proceed forward. They have to again state in that final rule it's in compliance with 5 U.S.C. 553. And B is the one that's got to be there. C and D is they have to also wait 30 days before they implement it. They don't do it. Yeah, I've never seen one yet. Then what happens? So now we do a proposed rule. We've got to say, oh, we're going to do it for citizens of the United States is what they're saying. It's going to be have the forced effect of law, but they don't do it. Then they come back and do a final rule. They don't say it there either. Then they got 6 months. We have the congressional overview thing. 6 months, Congress will say, you know, we hired you guys to screw over our slaves. Now, you aren't doing it the way that we wanted it done. So we're not going to okay it. You know how many of those? It almost never happens. We had Murkowski go after one on the CO2. She might as well have been going out here and weeing in the river for all the good it did. Nothing. She was totally off point. So within 6 months, it becomes written into concrete. Now, what they don't do, what they don't tell you, there are administrative regs, there are procedural regs, there are interpretive regs, there are substantive regs. There are no substantive regs. There are Part 301 housekeeping regs for internal use in the agency. They use them against us. Because we don't know. I look at the cases with IRS, I just shake my head. All these cases, they're citing 301 regs, they're housekeeping. Supreme Court said so. They don't mean diddly squat. They don't touch you and me, even in their crazy world. But nobody argues it. Why? I don't know. Mainly because they got lawyers. And mainly because we're not, what I just told you, I'll bet you there ain't 1 in 10,000 people can even begin to articulate what this is all about. And then number two, prove it. How do you prove it? Because they take these stupid rules, they put them in the Code of Federal Regulations, and then you have to have access to the Federal Register. You have to go back in the Federal Register because that's the authority for the CFR, the Code of Federal Regulations. You then have to go back and read in that that Federal Register to see whether it says 5 U.S.C. 553. How many people are going to know how to do that? How many people have access to it? Way too much work. The Federal Register is on the Internet. Oh, yeah, you can piss away a lifetime. I got access to it with Westlaw. Just touch a button and it's there. You don't have the time. You don't even understand it. How would you? We are being ruled by regulations that have no forced effect of law. And that's a fact. I'm going to be bringing this up in this case we're going to be doing into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. It's got to be done, filed by August 3rd. Got to bring it up in Rapper's case. We're going to go sue these agencies because they can be sued under Bivens, by the way. The individuals can, not the agencies. Back in a minute. Thank you.
we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
I'm ready.
It says here, this is the administrative state, the headless fourth branch. This is Congress. This is the congressional record. Page 556, May 24th. After a law has been passed by Congress, before it applies to the individual citizen, that's a citizen of the United States or an alien, there must be three steps that must be taken. First, the Bureau, having charge of the enforcement, must write rules and regulations to amplify, interpret, or expand the statute that we passed, the rulemaking, we call it. So we're going to pass a law of the United States, and then we're going to hand it over to an agency. Would you like to interpret it? Would you like to expand it? Would you like to amplify it? Really? Am I that stupid? Yep. Then it says, second, there must be a procedure whereby the individual citizen, that's a citizen of the United States again, 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2, has some contact with the law, can be brought before the Bureau and his case adjudicated. You got to be kidding me. Oh, yeah. Finally, there must be some procedure where the individual must appeal to the courts for the action taken by the Bureau. This bill briefly touches all three. In the matter of rulemaking, the bill provides for the instance that, in substance, it requires the agency to give notice of the intention to make rules and regulations. That's a proposed rule. Did you know that Congress, before it passes all their junk, they got to give you notice to make a law of the United States? I don't think so. But they're giving us notice. Would you like to sign up and be ruled by a headless fourth branch of government, people that we don't know, can't see, can't hold accountable? That's what they're saying. It requires the agency to allow interested parties. Interested parties! to appear and state their views and request that certain rules or regulations be adopted. Please don't take my child from me for this. Through these cooperative agreements, I have all of the state plans for all 50 states, Guam and D.C. and Virgin Islands. In them, they have cooperative agreements. Did you know that the executive side, quote, executive in kangaroo world, has a contract, a cooperative agreement with the court, and the court is audited for the amount of money he makes? Did you know that? And they auction the kids off for adoption, $4,000 for the healthy ones, $2,000 for the ones that are crippled or sick or whatever, disadvantaged. It's way more now. Yeah, they set goals. Come on, and it says, steal them when they're young and then adopt them out. And we will give you money. Yeah, we're going to sell them chilling. And y'all, them people in their courtroom are in there. Oh, this person's doing drugs. This has no bearing. The judge is up there. Oh, he's looking so righteous. Oh, in his little black robe. And the Department of Law, the law enforcement, the child custody folks, the judge are all in on it. And they're all depending on Article 6, Section B for the judge. Because he's audited on the amount of money. And if he don't make enough money, they all get punished. What do you think's going to happen? Then we go into, it requires the agency to allow interested parties to appear and state their views and request that certain rules or regulations be adopted. Then it requires these rules or regulations which have the effect of law. Did you know that there's something called the effect of law? And then we have laws in the United States. Is that in the Constitution anywhere? On effect of law? That's called signing up for something. If I sign up to be under some, like a tenant, landlord, yeah, I can be a tenant, I can be a landlord. I got to sign up for it. I got to drive in the motor registration, because you see every vehicle is signed over before it ever leaves to belong to the state. I don't have a right to travel because it's a state's. No, I signed it away. I got the documents to prove it. I didn't want that right, title, and interest to that Corvette I bought in 1967. I just wanted to drive it and think it was mine. And I signed the documents to give it away. I didn't even got the dang thing off the lot. Why was I stupid? But I never read all that junk. Who does? Welcome to the Matrix. Then it goes on to say, that requires these rules and regulations which have the effect of law must be published in the Federal Register and go into effect at some future date. None of them have the effect of law. Not a one of them. The Internal Revenue Manual thing that they put out every year on page 3, go look, they quote the Federal Register, they leave out paragraph 4, which goes back to the APA of 1946 that said we're going to do subsidy rigs. They say we're not going to do them. They leave it out. They're not hiding it. Sort of. Oh, then it makes it even better. They go on to say here, the great difficulty with our present setup is that many of these agencies are not subject to court review, and many of them, even if we pass this bill, will still not be subject to court review. The bill does not give a court review in any case where review is now precluded by statute. So I can be screwed out of my property by an in rem action and a reduced judgment, which we're going to be taking up now. The judge said, you're not supposed to know about that. We promised trial by judgment, the IRS does, and reduced the judgments. Step up.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names, and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, we're back. Guess what? Then it goes on to say, the great difficulty with our present setup is that many of these agencies are not subject to court review. Oh, that's nice. What happened to my due process of law? They call it due process under the 14th. Due process of law. There's got to be a law. You got to be attached to the land. Called the law of the land means due process of law. Of course, we don't do that no more. That's so outdated. And many of them, even if we pass this bill, will still not be subject to court review. This bill does not give a court review in any case where the review is precluded by statute. So wait a minute. Why would I sign up for something and I've got a remedy? Did they tell us what's going to happen when I do that? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, they tell us. Yeah, I'm going to get into political and civil rights. Court of Appeals. This is in 446 P2D 240. And it's used in Supreme Court cases, 1968. P 446 P as in Paul, 2D 240, 1968 case. And what they're doing, they're telling us what they're going to do. They're not hiding it. Welfare benefits are grants by the legislature which has delegated to the Department of Public Welfare the power to determine recipients of such grants. Under these circumstances, i.e. when the state creates rights in individuals, that's a citizen of the United States, against itself, so that's a benefit, it is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts, may withhold all remedy or it may provide an administrative remedy and it make it exclusive, however may mistaken in its exercise. This Mute case, it's also citing United States versus Babcock, 250 U.S. 328, a great case, 250 U.S. 328, and it, you can't make this stuff up. You accept the benefit, shut up! You're stuck! But you got to sign up for it. You got to sign up for it. They need you to sign up for it. And you see what? These United States District Courts have no in personam jurisdiction. They don't have any status because, you know, a citizen of the United States, because it's voluntary. Under 28 U.S.C. 2201, U.S.C. 28 U.S.C. 2201 cannot make a determination if you're a citizen of the United States for taxation purposes. It says so. If you're a 501c3, they can, or a corporation, or an LLC, because it's voluntary. I got a Supreme Court case, or I got a case where they went after Trump, and they said it is a, if you want to participate in a national taxation system, it's voluntary. They say so. This is the Ways and Means Committee out of Congress. Well, if those people don't know, who the hell does? Yeah, it's voluntary. Except try to get it enforced in these courts. Now I'm going to take time out of this great case of Virginia. Just an amazing case. And he's talking, they're explaining this. The equality and protection secured extends only to civil rights as distinguished from those which are political and arise from the form of government and the mode of administration. And yet the reach and influence of the amendments are immense, and they're talking about the 14th. It opens the courts of the country to everyone on the same terms for the security of his person now, and property, person, citizen of the United States. The prevention and redress of wrongs and the enforcement of contracts, it assures everyone the same rules of evidence and modes of procedure. It allows no impediments to the acquisition of property and the pursuit of happiness. Well, that's not really true because you don't, a citizen of the United States can't own property. They have no rights to the rights of property, to which all are not subjected. It suffers no other or greater burdens on the charges to be laid upon one than are equally borne by others. Got to be all be equal. Wait a minute, how come a citizen of the United States as a native in Alaska can pick up ivory? I can't. How come they can do potlatch and kill a moose out of season? I can't. How come they can do fishing all the time with salmon? I can't. But we're all citizens of the United States? That's a lie. So anyway, and the administration of criminal justice, it permits no different or greater punishment to the imposed on one than is prescribed to all or like offenses. Now here's where it starts getting interesting in this next long paragraph. It secures to all persons, that's the status, you have to say, the status or condition, their civil rights upon the same terms, but it leaves political rights. It leaves political rights such as arise from the form of government and its administration as they stood previous to its adoption. It has no more reference to them than it has to, and here we go, this is the killer, social rights and duties which do not rest upon any positive law. Social rights. We got today, oh, social justice, social rights. It's a crock. What are social rights? What are they? I call it racism. Oh, yeah, right. It's because I have a belief system, and if you don't agree with me, you're a racist. Can't think of the other term. I'll think of it in a minute. That's called. Through all, though they are more potential in the controlling intercourse of individuals. See, they're talking about social rights back then. But it didn't have any, it's not positive law. Identity politics is what it's called. Identity. I am a German, by damned. And if you don't like what all we Germans agree to, then you're a racist. I have Cherokee. Well, if you don't agree what all Cherokees are, you're a racist. I got Swedes. Well, if you don't agree what all the Swedes do, you're a racist. That's identity politics. It says, in the consideration of questions growing out of these amendments, such confusion has arisen from a failure to distinguish between civil and the political rights of citizens. This is a killer. How many people know this? Are you going to find this? They put it out? Of course not. Civil rights are absolute and personal. Political rights, on the other hand, are conditioned and dependent upon the discretion of the elective or appointing power, whether they be the people acting through the ballot or one of the departments of their government. The civil rights of an individual are never to be withheld and may always may always judicially enforced. The political rights which we may enjoy, such as holding office, discharging a public trust, are qualified because their possession depends upon his fitness to be a judge by those whom society has clothed with the elective authority. You got to have the authority. You got to be a citizen. 13th and 14th Amendments were designed to secure the civil rights of all persons, race, color, and religion, and condition. But they left out the states to determine whom the possession of political power should be entrusted. That is one killer. Do you understand what they just said? That is a killer. The 13th and the 14th were designed to secure the civil rights. So when you go to court, everybody's treated the same. Big freaking deal. Fine, I agree. Of all persons of every race, color, and religion. But they left to the states to determine whom the possession of political powers should be entrusted. That is manifest from the fact that when it was desired to confer political power upon the newly made citizens of the states, as was done by inhibiting the denial of them to suffrage on account of race, color, and previous condition of servitude, a new amendment was required. Can you believe this? How many people know this? Hasn't changed. The political rights is still being a citizen of Alaska, a citizen of New York, citizen of Texas. But we don't have elections for them. We have elections for citizens of the United States under the National Voter Registration Act. And it's in every state. And that state is not even one of the several states. It's a state of the United States because they give it a new meaning. There's nobody holding public office. There are no constitutional offices in any of the several states. Because there's no elections for them. You can't have something if there's no election for them. Because they're all under the National Voter Registration Act. How many constitutional courts do we have? Well, you can't have one in the state if you don't have any public officers. There's no elections for them. The United States District Court is under the control of Congress, and the judge is acting for Congress. It says so. The courts say so. I didn't print it, that they did. We only have the Constitution of the United States. Supreme Court of the United States. That's it. They can do everything. That's it. We did have a bona fide Article III court in the Court of Claims from 1953 to 1982. They put it in a statute. They could actually understand and print the words Article III. In 1982, they took it away and made it an Article I tribunal. But it's acting like it's going to look like it is, but it's not. Well, if it's not, this is what people don't understand. These judges, they have no duty. They never said they're going to do the laws of Alaska, the laws of the United States. No, they're not going to do it. They never said they are. I got their documents. You see, in the statutory law, in Alaska, they say, oh, we are going to create the third district. And we have a seal, the authority for the third district, the venue. The bar comes along and says, oh, you know, I think we need to change that. This is how you can sue a judge. You can't sue a judge for no oath of office. You can't sue a judge for no civil commission. They're called de facto. They protect themselves. How can you sue them? I've done it. If you want to read the case, it's Gladden's case. Like I say, he finally went off the farm and decided to do something else. People do. They get lose their courage or whatever. Can we prove it? You see, the only way you can sue a judge, and every state has done it, I guarantee you, I don't know how they've done it. I know how they've done it in Alaska, big time. They changed the seal. But in 1973, they said, oh, by the way, the Alaska Bar is creating administrative districts. We're going to call them the Third Judicial District instead of the Third District. Sounds really official. And they say these are based in part on the judicial districts as 16 in 1973 created as follows. This is how you sue a judge. If they have clear absence of all jurisdiction. In Alaska, the third judicial district, which they made a bar, rule 5 and 64, the attorneys can only operate in the third judicial district. They can't operate in the third district. This is what Rex Butler was telling me. But I can't go there. I can't do constitutional law. Because he's had an oath. They got a rule 5 and a rule 64. They line these people up. And if you got to stick in the administrative districts, why the hell would I want to be in an administrative district for a citizen of the United States? Because I'm dumber than a rock. Yep, that's me. Been there, done it. You have too. I guarantee you. I don't care what you say. Back and prove it in Alaska. And because if they have clear absence of all jurisdiction, then the judge has no protections. You can sue them. But of course, where do you go? You go to the third district, United States District Court, and there ain't nobody home there either. We're in a hell of a position. But we got to be able to articulate this with real facts. When I write up these litigation things, I put a tons of attachments because they're taking as true in the complaint. And they can't go there. Like in the Mooney's case in Minnesota. It's an in rem action. They say we're going to have a trial by jury, but it's in rem. It's in property because the Congress keeps control of the property, the in rem, the thing. That's why we can't own cars. Citizen of the United States has no inalienable rights. You don't own your land. You don't own your car. You don't own nothing. You don't have the right to travel because you're driving in the government's own car. Did they tell you you sign it away before it leaves the property? Did they tell you that there's a piece of paper called the Manufacturer Statement of Origin that has the word property and it's hand carried over to DMV? Did they tell you you give a power of attorney to somebody to do that for you? I got the documents to prove it. Don't tell me it's not so. So in the IRS stuff, these reduced to judgments will never go to trial. You'll never get a trial. Never. Did they tell you in the criminal side, oh, you got to be a tax evasion, we got to have a notice of deficiency? Did they tell you that the notice of deficiency are all part 301 regs? Because you have to have a regulation before it applies to a citizen of the United States. Did they tell you the assessment has to exist? Oh, that's a 301 too. Did they tell you that? Those regulations are called housekeeping regs. They're worthless. They have no force and effect of law, and they're not law. Supreme Court said so, Chrysler v. Brown, 1979. It's a crock. It's a lie. But we get entangled into this. This is like an Indiana Jones movie when that guy's going down and he steps on one rock and here comes something. He steps on another rock and has to dodge it. It's that bad. Our republic has been overthrown. And we did it. And the only way it's going to come back is by knowledge and wisdom. Lucifer is alive and well. He's known as Satan. He's known as the devil. And he puts out things that make it look like, but they're not true. And that's the thing between the devil and our Creator. Satan cannot copy the truth. He has to emulate it, make it look like. And that's a fact. It's a fact. And it all gets down to our birthright. Back in a minute.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Well, we're back, and this goes really close to what Esau in the Bible. These two brothers. Esau gave away his birthright for some porridge and lentil beans. He was not interested in his birthright. He wasn't interested in spiritual stuff. And it talks about this, and it says, Esau was a profane, godless person, Hebrews 12:16. It says, before their birth, God knew Esau's descendants would become enemies of Israel for generations to come. He knew Jacob was a man, brother, a man of integrity. He had preordained that Jacob would be the lineage of Jesus. If you want to give away your birthright, you swear I am a citizen of the United States, and that you are under the plenary power of Congress to do anything they want with you. You have entered the matrix. The courts, they had to create United States District Court because a citizen of the United States has no standing in a constitutional court. That's a benefit. So they created a set of court systems. The United States District Court called tribunals, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. And they created a taxation. If you want to be a citizen of the United States, and by the way, they have changed the W-4, and I was looking at the 1099 too, and it's changed. They got a new way of doing it. They don't have 1099 miscellaneous. It's 1099 NEW or something. I got to research. Somebody is making changes behind the scenes to make this stuff more constitutional. I don't know if that's Trump or I don't know, but it's changing. But if you do not have your birthright, you do not have your lineage, you have no right to own property and all that. And the creator ended up despising Esau. He knew he was godless. He didn't care. So if you want to be a citizen of one of the several states and have unalienable rights from the Creator, Declaration of Independence, you've got to learn to get wisdom. You've got to have the knowledge and the wisdom to fight. I can prove all this stuff now. Why don't they ever talk about political rights? Because they don't want us to know. Somebody's got to have them. Congress does right now. Because it says Congress assembles as the citizens or as the United States of America. And if we do not exist as citizens of the several states, there's nobody with any standing. Do you know the 10th Amendment was ruled to not have any application to citizens of the United States? Yeah. Under the National Voter Registration Act, the 10th Amendment doesn't have any bearing. Did you know it's been overthrown, amended? They say so. If you sign up for it, it's all voluntary. I got the point of a gun, voluntary. But if we do not, and we do not understand, we choose not to fight and want to sit back, fine. That's why Republic Broadcasting, myself and others that want to fight, need money. I will fight. I will never bend. I don't care what they do to me. I put a judge under citizen's arrest when I was fighting the driver's license before I started. I really pissed the judge off. The hell with him. I'm not going to bow down and get on my knees to these people. Oh, he really give it to me. He screwed up my life for years. That's fine. I don't care. Because I know what's coming. There's going to be a day when we are going to be held accountable for the things we did or did not do. We need people to fight for the truth. I understand why people are scared. They ought to be. If you don't understand, who wouldn't be scared of what you do not understand? Anyway, hope you enjoyed it. God willing, and we'll see you next Sunday. Don't get coronavirus.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to
to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.